Welcome back to the podcast. I am joined with my friend Rico.
Hello.
And today we are joined with two special guests, actually, for the first time. Would you guys like to introduce yourselves?
I'm Luz.
I'm Linda.
Yes, yes.
So for those who do not know, Luz is my girlfriend, and Linda is one of my high school best friends of all time.
Lifelong friend, we should say. Luz is still trying to make the cut. Ah, I'm just kidding.
So with that being said, before we get started, we actually have a little taste review.
We're gonna try. You know, I went out of my way today, ladies and gent, to get you guys this limited edition strawberry dark.
Limited edition where?
Limited edition.
Where does it say that?
It said on the box, okay, that they were marketing at the AMPM. So, it's a strawberry dark chocolate Kit Kat. There's 8 pieces. There's 2 for all of us. So don't tell Michael when he comes later. Oh, yeah.
No, Michael can have mine.
Yeah,
no, I don't care if you're allergic. I don't care if you're allergic. You're going to try.
The reason why Michael isn't here because he had a rough night. He woke up late. Shout out Michael, but that's rough for being late.
Yeah, hopefully if there's enough time, he'll probably pull in randomly.
Pull up, you mean?
He can pull it in.
Anyway, let's get on with this chocolate taste test. AMPM okay. Special edition.
Here are your 2.
It's literally candy.
We can do like half. She's allergic. She can't try this shit.
Allergic.
No, but I honestly think it's literally fake. So it doesn't
matter. Yeah, it's all processed.
Alright, first bite.
If it contains strawberry. Okay, without us?
I know. What the fuck?
Really
good.
Yo.
Really
I can't
potent.
Eat this.
You're not reading
it. She's reading the ingredients.
It doesn't
How
just,
is it?
Luce, just do the Kourtney Kardashian.
It doesn't say contain
no, it's
strawberry.
Literally fine, whatever, I'll just YOLO it.
I don't think it
just
has strawberry.
Just YOLO it. She just starts dying right
here. No, it really doesn't. It doesn't have strawberry.
Just, I can't eat this, but it how
like
fun
melted.
Is it to smell
Where
it?
Did you have this?
Is this clean? Obviously, I keistered it.
Mmm.
Why are you saying mmm like you just tried it right now?
It's mid. Straight up mid.
It would have been better if it was milk chocolate.
Yeah, it's
nasty.
That's
the last time I bring them snacks.
I just don't think strawberry and dark chocolate.
Linda took a bite out of her Kit Kat and she's handing it back to me. Get the whole out of Kit Kat. And you know what? I'm gonna eat it.
I'm gonna eat it.
You can just keep that.
We'll save that for Michael.
Okay.
It's just punishment for coming late.
Punishment.
Now that we got the AMPM special edition strawberry.
Wait, before we finish, what's your final rating of the strawberry dark chocolate loose?
Out of what? Out of 10 or out of 5?
Out of 10.
Out of 10?
Out of like, out of 2. Out of 1.
Bruh. Out of 1?
Out of 1.
None.
That's
none
not an option. That's not an option. Fine, out of 10, out of 10.
Out of 10, I give it a solid like 2.
What about you, Lynn? What the fuck?
I'd say a solid 2 as well.
A solid like 2.5.
Like, it's edible, but it's not good.
I don't like dark chocolate.
Honestly, these
suck.
I like dark chocolate, it's not good.
They're just trying to be funny right now, y'all. This is a straight 11 out of 10. BMS broke
really
my
not.
Scale. One OTP BMS. With you.
Anyway.
They just yeeted my Kit Kat.
You were like being...
They kicked the Kit Kat out.
Good.
Does that make sense?
Stop on your head. Stop it.
Okay. So back to today's episode. We're gonna be reacting to cringy first date stories. So with that being said, Rico, take it away.
So have you guys ever had like an embarrassing or like weird first date? Like something that you just like, this is not it, I'm out. Whether if it's like crazy, weird, or funny. Or just like, you know? Have you? Yes or no?
Honestly, no.
Your dates have been pretty normal?
Honestly, like, I've never had a first date.
Yeah, like
I've never
we're
had
a first date. Like, who goes out on a
date? You guys don't go out on dates? You guys have never been on a date.
Well, your first date, it's not like,
excuse me.
Like, go.
You've never had a first date.
Well,
like, not necessarily, not necessarily make it romantic, but like, to get to know someone.
No, it's
like,
I've never had a first date with someone that I didn't already know.
Yeah.
Well, actually, you haven't been on dating apps. You haven't been on dating apps.
No,
and you're fresh out of high school.
No, but like, who goes on dates? Like,
Because
I'm 21. I'm almost 21. I feel like I have to get
like,
out there
that's
somehow.
Like when you say like awkward first dates, it's like when you're first meeting someone and like you go out on a date.
Like,
yes,
but,
like
everyone,
an outing.
Like,
hang out.
No, but Loki, you could still know someone and it could still be awkward.
Yeah, you know, yeah, 100%. Because our first date was kind of actually it wasn't awkward.
It was. We've never had awkward.
No, we never had awkward.
Actually, there is an awkward moment.
Which one?
When at the park.
Oh, okay.
That was so awkward.
Talk about that.
But I made fun of you. So.
Can we talk about it real quick?
Sure.
It was really not that deep.
I want to make it deep.
Okay, you
Let's
talk
go.
About it.
Okay, so basically I hadn't seen him or like talked to him in like what, 2 years?
About
2 years.
Three years. Why three? Three, because we haven't talked since high school.
Okay, yeah, whatever. No, it's been two, where I just graduated.
Oh, yeah, so it's 23.
That's not the moral of the story.
Okay, whatever. So, I'm like walking, because like, you know, like there's like areas in the park where there's like,
sorry, it's because I was making fun of.
Okay, there's like, okay, so there's like at Mountain Hawk, there's like areas where like there's like tables or whatever, mm-hmm. like where people have like parties and stuff. Okay. So like you have to walk through like grass to get there. So like I was walking uh-huh. there, and like I saw him, and I was like, oh great, like this is gonna be a little awkward. But I was like, yeah, whatever. So when I got there, I just like didn't even talk to him. I was talking to like my other friends, and then he like came up to me and was like, sup, dude, long time no see, and like dabbed me up.
Hella awkward.
And I was ew. Just like,
you're done.
And I was
I just
like,
didn't know what to say. Like when I saw her, because I saw her from a distance. I started walking, so I had time to like come up with something. When I was just like, shook.
He was nervous.
I was shook and I was nervous. I was like, dude, I haven't seen her. And like I saw her, and I was like, yo, Loki, like she's changed. She looks like even prettier than when I last saw her.
Ah, okay.
So I was like, this is kind
so of awkward. It was just the male gaze, eh?
Yeah, it was.
Male gaze,
eh? I saw her, and then I was like,
that's bad luck, man.
I just didn't know what to say. I was just like, hi.
And then I was just like, okay, like I just made fun of him. Yeah, and it was fine.
Yeah,
well, that honestly doesn't sound too bad. I feel like I've had definitely way worse. You just were nervous at first.
Yeah.
For this girl, she went to go see a movie, and she said it was based on a book she'd never read. Like, she had read. So she knew exactly how the ending was going to end. And this guy, he didn't know the movie. And she started crying, like, mid-movie. And she started crying mid-movie because she saw, like, a character that she knew she was going to die. And pretty much the guy, like, he figured it out that he died. So she spoiled the whole movie for him.
Damn. I would have been pissed.
What yeah, but that's how that awkward.
It didn't seem
well,
really
bad. It's a bad first date, no? It's a bad or
no,
awkward.
No, but like,
yeah.
I guess to the movies, it's the worst first date.
We should rate them. Do you have a couple? We should rate them. We should rate like.
Rate like what?
On a scale from 1 to 5, like which one would be like the worst? Or like
the worst scenario? Yeah. Okay, I have a couple.
1 being the worst and 5 being the best.
Yeah, because I would give this because this isn't too bad.
This is not too bad.
I say a 1.
I feel like you're psycho to be like.
It's a first date with someone that they start crying at the
movie. Okay, but let's be.
That is weird. That is kind of like.
It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, like, what the fuck?
If it's someone that you completely do not know, you go to the movies, nah, fam. You gotta go somewhere like. You can talk to them.
That's so awkward. Yeah. Like, going to the movies on your first date, like, you guys don't talk at all.
Mm-hmm.
So
I hate going to movies on my first date. Unless it's a drive-in. Awkward. The drive-in's much easier.
Well, yeah, but it wasn't a drive-in.
Yeah, it wasn't. It was a movie theater.
I rate that day 1 out of 10. I mean, 1 out of 5.
I'd say a solid 2.
A solid 2? I would say, I'll give it a 3.5, because it's awkward.
It is awkward.
But I feel like if I was in that position, I would, like,
It also makes a good memory. It's like, you started crying a little bit, you know.
So. Yeah.
That's if it works out. Like if you start dating and be like, I remember the one time was the first day you started crying?
Yeah.
It works if you guys last. Yeah. Okay, whatever. Okay, 1.
So here's another one. This one's a little bit worse. It said, I had a Tinder date with a guy who said he was 6 feet tall. He was actually about 5'6".
No.
I chose not to say anything, but he kept finding ways to bring up the fact that he was 6 foot.
No.
Like, he was trying to convince me. Eventually, I said, I'm going to be honest. You can't be 6 feet because I'm 5'9", and no offense, but you're shorter than me. And he spent about 15 minutes trying to convince me that I must be over 6 feet tall.
Stop.
So how,
that is so awkward.
That's actually kind of pathetic and sad.
Dude, that is sad.
I would just marry the man to feel bad because I feel bad for him.
Why would she say something? I would just be like, oh, it's fine. Like, I would just ignore it the whole time and just never go on.
Well, think about it.
Because he was the one trying to convince her, and obviously he's not.
But, like, how would you react if you're on Tinder and then you're like, oh, okay, this person's 6 feet?
I would then I'd be like, bro, I'm going to be straight up with you. You're not 6 foot. And if you want to keep bringing it up, I'm leaving.
Okay, well, to be fair, I'm 5'4". So
well, shouldn't you just, like, embrace it? Like, if you're short. And you're a guy.
But like, what would be your reaction? Like, your first reaction seeing like, oh, okay, meet up at Starbucks. You go to Starbucks and you see this like,
I'd be
short
like, bro, that's
dude.
Not my date. I'd walk out.
No,
I don't
be like,
so
nice. Not you, I don't know.
Where's your hat? She's looking over him.
Where's your hat? He's like,
she actually kicks him when she walks.
5'9", like, that's a tall woman.
Yeah,
5'9".
Yeah.
5'9" woman is way taller than the 5'9".
And a 5'6". Oh my god.
I'm 5'6".
Did you just hear what he said?
No.
A 5'9" woman is much taller than a 5'9" man.
Yeah, that's true.
That is true.
What?
Women appear way taller.
Is it because of the heels?
No.
I'm 6 foot.
Because of the legs. Because women
have... I'm actually 6 foot.
Girl that's 6 foot.
Because women...
It's more, like, surprising
have...
than a guy being 6 foot.
Oh.
Because women are, like, shorter than men.
But still, when I see a tall guy, even I'm like, oh, damn, that guy's tall.
If they're really skinny.
Yeah, but... Hey!
If it isn't, Vic Dad.
He show up late.
I know. He's trying to sleep in late. On the only day of the week we film.
On the only day that we need Michael to be reliable. On the day we need Michael to be reliable. We need him to be the most reliable. He's the least reliable.
Well, I went out last night. What do you want me to do?
Michael was getting some coochie.
Wait, last we did night. It 21, bro. We forget.
Actually, I was.
Oh, shit. My gum popped out.
Ew. I felt that shit on my foot.
Okay, Michael, so
all right, so Michael, this is what you've missed so far. Okay, okay, we've had two stories. The first story was about a girl who spoiled the movie and cried by spoiling the movie.
Wait, what movie?
We don't know. We don't know the movie. Long story short, we're talking about cringe first date stories. What would you rate that type of, like, that encounter?
If we call it, if you
on a scale of 1 to
I don't think we should go back. I think we should just move forward.
Move forward?
Yeah, just whatever. Who cares?
Cut this whole thing out.
All right, Michael. They said screw you.
He was gonna do it either way.
Next story. All right, wait.
So what's the next story?
Wait, actually, let me just cut up because I haven't gotten your ratings for this story. So I'll just catch up, Michael, on the one we're at.
Oh yeah.
So the one we're at right now is that this guy. He says he's 6 foot, and he came, and when he met the date, he was 5'6".
And he tried to convince
him. And the girl was
he was like arguing with the girl, trying to tell her like, no, like I'm 6 foot, and I don't care if you're taller than me, you're above 6 foot, like all that. So how on a scale of 1 to 10, how bad would you rate that date? Like, what if that was like you're on a date with the girl, and she was like, that's me in the picture, but it wasn't her. Like, it was a picture of J-Lo.
Like, very bad. Like, wake up. There's like two things you don't do on a date. Don't comment on a woman's weight and don't comment on her height, because like a lot of people feel insecure.
No, well, this one's the other way around.
It's the other way around. Like, the guy's girl... trying to have a face. The girl. He's 5'6".
You're right, Michael. You're right.
Yes, Michael. Okay. Okay. You know what? Right.
You know what? Right. You know I'm right, though.
So, honest, effort's done. Okay.
Wait. We gotta give 5 minutes to Michael's segments. Remember that.
Okay, what do you mean Michael's segment?
We're starting this just because Michael sometimes shouldn't share his thoughts to the world, so we're going to give him a 5 minutes Michael segment for him to say whatever he wants.
Wait, we're starting now?
Starting now, whatever.
Michael, Michael, you choose when you're ready, when you're ready for your moment, okay?
Okay, fine.
All right.
He's going to be like, 5 minutes!
Okay, so what's the next story?
Right, we're like, guys, shut up! It's my time! I have to say something.
What's the next
story? All right, so, wait. What's your scale? What's your rate?
That's honestly pretty fucking awkward. So I'd probably give that like a 7.
I think a 2 out of 10.
I give it a 10.
That I give it a 7 too.
I don't think it's a 10 because what if it ended up being a good date? You know, like what if he was funny? Like, you know,
except for that. Pretty funny. What if I said it like he's like, hey, by the way, I was just kidding. Sorry, I hit the table.
Like always.
Like, I don't think it's too bad, but it's pretty bad. So I'd say like a 7.
Yeah.
I agree. A 7.
Okay.
A 7's pretty good.
What would you rate it, Michael? On how bad it is, 1 to 10.
That story, very bad.
Very bad. What about you, F?
A 2 out of 10.
Bruh, you're supposed to rate it 10.
Yeah.
No, you know that's bad, bruh.
Yeah, 2 out of 10, like 2 being the worst, no?
No, 10 being worst.
Oh, 10 is the worst.
Okay,
10 out of.
Were we doing out of 5 or out of 10?
We're doing out of 5.
We're doing out of 5.
So I'd say 3.
Were we?
Yeah.
So I say a 4.
4. I'll say 3.
No, because we said 1 being the worst and 5 being the best.
You said that, but nobody agreed with
you. Yeah.
Wait, so what's the best?
The best who is does a that? 1.
Fuck, okay, well, let's fix it.
Wait, the best is a
let's
what?
Let's fix it. It's wait, 1 out of 10.
Let's do it out of 5 stars, like in a restaurant, whatever. It was like...
Well, no, because I was saying...
So whatever I was saying.
Like, yes, what I was saying.
Yeah, got that. Because I'm going to forget. I'm going to give someone a fucking 1.
No, we're rating it from... like
no, because the other one, we rated it like that. Because the other one, we're like, oh, that wasn't that bad. It's a 1.
Yeah. Okay. Wait, okay, so we're starting at a 5. Out of 5, then. We're starting
out of 5, 1 being the worst, 5 being the best.
Yes. Have it at that.
Okay, what's your next
story?
Well,
then the other one we messed up.
No, we're still fine.
No, we're fine.
Right?
Okay.
Okay. So this is another one, okay? I had a guy over for dinner after a few previous casual dates, and he didn't like what I cooked. That's fine. Not everyone is going to like everything. But he bitched about it. And berated my skills for half an hour while eating my entire last loaf of bread. I don't know why.
And he ate the last bread.
And you know who this man grew up to be? Gordon Ramsay.
You're lying.
I'm just kidding.
What'd she cook?
Oh, why are you God. Wait till
your
5 minutes.
He's
going
to
ask all these
questions.
I'm hungry.
Where was the house? What color was
where did they live, though?
Where did they live?
Obviously, that's really embarrassing, like, that's, for her part, but I'm pretty sure for him, he was like, well, screw this, it's horrible for free food. I personally rated it like a 2 out of 10.
But I feel like, also,
I think I would find it hot.
What's like, wrong with
this
you,
man,
bro?
This man is being honest with me. He's not
going to
be...
What the fuck, you psycho?
Linda's face, you're like...
Honesty is the best policy.
Okay, honesty, but honestly, I'm sorry, like, I really don't, like it, like, can I... just eat something else, that's fine. But the fact that she said that he was, like, talking about it the whole time.
Hey, that just means
that's
he... That
and
just
ate
me-
the last bread.
That, for me, that just means he wanted her to improve. He wanted her to do better.
No, because if you're bitching about it the whole date, that's not...
Like, that's messed up.
That's
like,
not constructive
criticism.
Because
she said it herself, like, not everyone's gonna like everything you make.
Okay.
No, but if you think about it, it's not, like, the first date. It's a couple dates, so, like, they already know
each
other.
Oh, wasn't the first date?
Yeah, that's
no,
true.
It's
been a couple times.
So, it's okay now, because now she knows for the next date, hopefully...
She said she had a couple casual dates.
Yeah, casual. What does casual mean?
And this isn't the first time that he's criticized her cooking.
Interesting.
But this was the last, I think this occurrence was like the worst.
You know what, I'll tell you this, I don't like his cooking.
Yeah, honestly, it can be questionable sometimes.
No, it's not that it's bad, just like when he made his like favorite dish or whatever, I was like, what kind of wax flavor?
What dish did I make?
You just made chicken and rice.
Are we just gonna brush that over?
All right.
Are we just gonna brush that
over? Now we know who they're adding. This is betrayer.
It's her.
It's her.
Look at his face.
He's fucking flabbergasted right now. He's gonna disrespect it on his own podcast.
It's getting hot in here.
It's getting musty. I told you. It's like getting musty.
Look, you've had my cooking before. You guys can complain.
Yeah, Michael.
Michael,
honestly, everyone needs to know out there that Michael is high-key a better cook.
Michael's a fucking great cook.
Dude, Michael's the best cook.
Let's just say, to sum things up, Efren's nickname is Chef Salmonella. Actually, I wasn't referring to that, but that's Exhibit C. Probably Exhibit Z.
So
we've been through the whole alphabet already.
We've been through the whole alphabet.
We're gonna finish talking about these dates.
Wait. So what do we rate that?
A one?
No,
I like a three because it's the effort.
I would say a four.
I think a three.
That's really bad.
Five being the best, right?
No, I think a three because they had already been on a couple of dates and he was just being honest.
Like a 3.7.
It would be one least like bad or awkward, 3.7. Five being most or bad, the worst.
Five being awkward. The worst?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Okay.
No,
that,
five
that makes
being
sense.
Best.
No, because it makes it. Because right now we're trying to rate it.
We're rating how bad it is.
Yeah. So five being
the
worst.
A one is low, five is high.
Okay.
Yeah. See,
dude, I barely got here and I already know.
This
it.
Is why we need more females here.
I give it a four.
Then
I mean,
we can't multitask.
You give it a four? Okay.
Yeah,
I can't.
Rate it.
I'll rate it. I'll say a three. Actually, a four. It was kind of hot.
Yeah.
If he's attractive.
Did he hit him? Yeah. I said a three.
A three? Michael?
I give it a four. Michael's the guy's lucky that she didn't kill him on the date.
Damn. What? Next one?
Now we know who's going to be a serial killer.
I went on a dinner date with a guy who was very nice. It was going well and kept suggesting bringing up going to a pub after for a drink or two. So after dinner, off we went. Well, it turns out his older sister and her friends were at the pub and he was bringing me to meet her. We ended up sitting at the table right beside theirs and she and her friends proceeded to ask me very personal questions. It was all too much.
Fuck no.
Too
so
soon.
He didn't let her know.
No, it was like a setup.
No, it was like a parent trap.
Yeah, it was exactly. It was
exactly
like a parent,
trap.
Fuck no. Wait, but this was their first date?
Yeah, their first date.
Dude,
oh, that's...
To meet the sister?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's a three. That's a four.
That's a five.
That's a five.
That's a red flag.
Yeah, that's a red flag.
Because
like,
you already know that those sisters, they're going to be involved in the relationship the entire
time.
They're
going to control everything he does, all the decisions.
Yeah. It's not going to be your wedding. It's going to be their wedding.
Yeah.
Not even that, but he fucking trapped her. Like, she didn't have a say in
it. Yeah.
Like,
and
why was he okay with it? Like, he didn't even was like, why are you asking her questions? Like, even if it was, like, an accident and it was casual, like, why would he sit? Nah.
It's
that's
too much.
That's a solid five.
Boys, what do you think? Would you ever do that to a woman?
Nah. No, that's a five.
Are you that desperate for the coochie?
No. It's a five.
It's a five?
It's a five.
That one's a five?
But also, fuck the sister for fucking cock-fucking.
She probably instigated that. She's like, no, bring her, you're not going out.
I would have bitched
by a pup? So are they? Are they British?
Mm-hmm.
It's a bar here.
At a
pub. Pubs.
At a pub.
They're
from Scotland.
No pub. Nobody says go to a pub.
They have a bar. I was at a pub last night.
You can say pub. I think it's an older expression as well. Okay, here's another one. Wait, did we rate that one? Oh, yeah,
yes.
We said five.
Yeah,
okay.
We did.
So, I went on a date with a guy who said he was 30. In the middle of the date, I asked how old he was because he didn't look 30. And he said, bleh. Sorry.
Oh, damn.
Exact words. I mean, I look like I'm in my 30s around dessert came.
Read this.
Just say it.
Oh, around dessert, it came out that he's actually 56.
Hey, he got money though.
Hey, he's buying dessert.
Okay, that says a lot.
We need more details.
Yeah, we need more elaboration on this.
We need a couple more dates with this.
You know what? I think if he's 57, he has money. I give it a one.
Give it a one.
Yeah.
But he's already starting off the relationship with lies. That means he has insecurities. That's so awkward. What else does he mean? Any other insecurities?
Let's be honest.
What?
If it was a dating app and he said he was 30, like I don't think he's looking for a serious relationship.
Mm-hmm. You think so?
And he's 57.
Well, you never know, because
guys in their 50s and things, they don't look for serious relationships. They're not looking to get married again.
That's true. Because like, I was at Home Depot today, and this guy comes up to me, he's like, "Hey, man," random. He's like, "Don't get married. Right now, I'm going through 2 divorces and 2 child supports. Oh. Fuck those bitches. Just fuck and don't get married." And I was like, "What if I want kids?" He's like, "Even worse, bro. Even worse."
That is awkward though, because I mean, she's probably in her 30s, so she's pulling up to the restaurant, whatever, and it's a fucking 56-year-old man sitting down.
Okay. Imagine you're just like bragging to your friends.
Okay, but if it's a dating app, she saw pictures. They're all edited.
The pictures of him when he was 30.
No.
It wasn't that bad. I say that's like a 2.
That's a 2?
Yeah, I don't think it's that. Okay, 3. A 3.
I don't know. I think that's weird.
I'd say 4. Yeah. That's pretty
It would definitely turn it off a lot. I think it
Hey, they still got dessert. She could have been like, "I don't want dessert. I'm trying to go home." But she still got dessert, so.
It's because she was trying to stretch out the money. She was trying to stretch out the food. She was trying to figure out,
where do you work?
I'll give it a 4. Michael?
I give it a 4, too.
A 4? Okay.
I give it a 1.
Damn.
I guess the money is a 1.
Oh.
But you don't know if he has money.
That's what I'm saying.
I think you guys...
He's down for the long. He's down to figure it out.
I'm invested now.
He wants a second date.
He's captivated. He said, "Wow, no one's ever lied to me about their age before. I feel so special." Alright, I think some of us have been in a similar situation like this, not necessarily for a romantic outing, but... When I was in school, this guy told me that him and a bunch of people were going to the cinema after school, and he asked me if I wanted to come. When I got there, it was just him. I asked where the others were, and he said that they weren't coming anymore. I messaged my friend to ask where she was, and she told me they never made plans to go in the first place. I was tricked into a date. I never talked to him again.
Wait, no, that's awkward.
That is very awkward.
That's very awkward. Nah.
Yeah, because she didn't want it to.
But let me ask you something. This guy was probably not attractive to her, but if this guy was like the man of her dreams and he did that to her, I think it would be a different situation.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but like,
if they both liked each other and like he was too shy to ask her on a date and that's how he ended up doing it, okay. But like, the fact that it really wasn't like everyone backed out and like that was his elaborate lie, like that's just so awkward. Absolutely not.
I just feel like
everyone's getting trapped in these stories.
how did he not think that he was gonna get caught up, first of all?
I think he didn't care.
Uh-huh. He was probably like, "You know what? All
this
she needs is one night.
This is how I'm going
to
get
one night with me."
And like, she didn't talk to him ever again.
hey, fuck it up.
I give it a 3 for the effort. Like,
no,
he did
not. No. Hey, but you're not the guy, bro. You're the girl.
Oh, I'm the girl?
Yeah.
Oh, I give it a 5.
Exactly. I would give it a 5 too.
It's so awkward. Like, first of all, I didn't want to be with you.
Exactly. Second
of all, you tricked me, and then I asked my best friend, and she's like, "Nah, you're never playing." It's like, uncomfortable.
I would
get out of here.
Yeah, I would have been like, "What the fuck's the problem?"
I wouldn't have.
No, it depends. I would have stayed if you would have paid for the ticket and the food.
It depends on the movie.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's true. What movie?
I would move seats.
Imagine if they're like, "Let's pull up to watch Multiverse of Madness." I'm not gonna just be like, I'm not gonna leave if it's Multiverse of Madness.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. It depends on the movie. Yeah. Well, I didn't like that movie first of all, but.
Multiverse of Madness? You know what?
Multiverse of Madness.
Honestly, it was mid, but when we first went there, we were like, "Hey, just watch it." And if we still had that attitude, I mean, I would be like.
Okay, anyways. You're getting off topic.
Okay.
Do you have any more love stories?
I do have a couple.
A couple more?
Christ.
Okay. Let me see. I think this is actually the last one. All right, guys?
Okay, perfect.
All right. So, this guy brought me to play pool with him and his friends, and then proceeded to spend the rest of his money there on booze. His card got declined, and we had no way home because his car had run out of gas.
Oh.
We walked to his friend's house, where we were able to stay because he lived with his parents. On the way there, he splashed me by jumping into a puddle. This was very cold spring night, with snow still on the ground. Finally, we make it to his grandma's, where we sleep in a separate rooms. We got there at about 3 a.m. and only got to sleep until 8 a.m. before his grandma kicked us out.
Honestly, that sounds like a fun night to me.
Like a good adventurous night.
Yeah. It just sounds like the guy was...
He was just broke.
He was in his own world.
He was struggling, man.
He was struggling.
Oh my God. He shouldn't be out on a date.
He spent all his money on her date. You know what I'm saying? Like,
we struggled enough. Like,
you have. So what did it for you? The cuddle?
$40. No, it's just playing pool, drinking. That's already. I love that shit. You know what I'm saying? So it's like.
But you had to walk home. You didn't even get laid that night.
Okay, you talk while you're walking.
But he didn't.
You have to make the best out of a bad situation.
He didn't talk. He stepped on a puddle and he went.
But he could have been like playboy. He'd be like, ah, gotcha, bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Ew. He said, you want to play mermaids with me?
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
So, are we still the guy or the girl in this?
We're the girl in this situation. We're the girl.
I will give it a 3 because of the effort. Like, you know.
Oh wait, let's rate both because that's awkward for both. Honestly,
the Loki is because like your car declining.
I feel like if it was a girl, it wouldn't be that bad. For if it was a girl and a guy, but if it was a guy.
Oh yeah, like your car gets declined, you can't take your home.
Yeah, because it's like it's always that society thing rule that the guy provides.
Bro, pull out your credit card and instead of your debit card, bro, swipe that credit card.
What if he doesn't have credit yet?
Like, what an idiot.
Hey, I don't have credit yet.
Me neither.
Hey, anyway. Look who's the idiot now.
Shoot, maybe I'm the idiot for having the credit
read
card.
Read the room, bitch.
Oh, shit. Read the room.
Okay, anyways, if I was a girl, I'd rate that at a solid, like,
4. Well, you are a girl. What do you mean if I was a girl?
Yeah, if I was a girl in the situation, or, like, if I was a person that got the card playing, whatever. If I was the guy, I would give, like, a 5. I'd be more embarrassed.
Yeah, more embarrassed.
Of your party.
And then go to your grandma's house and like have you.
Exactly.
And then your getting, own like, grandma kicking you out.
Where do you sleep? Where does he sleep? Why is he jumping from people's houses? Because he went to his friend's house and then his grandma's house.
Okay, but also like if I'm on a date and the guy's car declines, I could just call the Uber, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Like, how come she had the whole set of shit?
Because she's broke too. Like,
if anything, she gets a 5, the guy gets a 1. The guy gets a 1, and the girl gets a 5.
I'm not like, I'm not trying to shit on anybody in this situation, but it's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you're seeing that this guy's struggling, you know, his car's declining, okay, you call Uber home. Like, you know?
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
It's okay, just one night.
I don't know.
I think
because there was still snow, so probably there's
snow.
Yeah, she said that there
was snow.
Snow.
Yeah.
Oh, so they were freezing. They were like
or freezing cold.
Yeah.
So then there's no puddles.
No, yeah. It says they were melting. It was spring. So there was a puddle.
It was spring.
So where do they live?
Cinema.
In
the cinema.
At the pub.
It was the summer of 1966. So it said spring.
But, okay, my rate, I'd say, I don't know. It is kind of awkward. I'll say a 3, because it still sounds like a fun night, but
I give it a 4.
It's definitely, it's definitely awkward.
I feel like the night it sounds like a drag. Like, at first it sounded fun, and then after a while it was just like, oh, I don't know how to leave, because it was fun at first.
Why couldn't
she could have just called the Uber for herself,
to stay there?
Yeah, that's what
like,
I'm saying.
That's weird.
Because maybe she wanted some dick.
But they said that
he didn't give it to her. Well, she didn't know that shit.
But that's weird. Dude, no. Absolutely not.
Well, with that being the last story, do you guys have any more other personal stories or first date cringy stories?
Well, let me ask you this. What's an ideal first date to you? Now that we talked about shitty shit, what's something that's really cool?
Honestly, one of my favorite dates is going to play pool and drinking. Mm-hmm. Like, Eddie and I do that a lot.
Something simple, laid back, bonding. How about you, Luce?
My favorite, what do you mean, like my ideal date?
Yeah, like, or if you've already had dates.
Or something you enjoy doing.
Just keep in mind that your boyfriend's here, so.
Oh, like, we, like.
Something easy, like.
No, we enjoy going to Belmont Park a lot, like, and playing mini golf and, like.
Oh.
Mini golf.
But when do you.
Golf.
You do that?
Golf.
Golf or golf?
Golf.
I say golf.
But it's like Gulf of Mexico, so Gulf of Mexico?
Mini golf. Anyway. for me, one of my, like, ideal dates is to just. Like, sit down at a...
Eat.
Anywhere? No. I'll eat. Sit down.
You said, as long as we're eating, it's good.
Sit down together and, like, watch a show, watch a movie that we both have interest in, not just, like, one-sided.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
Or what I love is when, like, we
but
watch...
But not a first date, because we just talked about...
Well, no, but, like, our date...
Oh, that's true.
Like, dates or, like, something that we can do in common is, like, I love when we watch a show and then I put her on it. I'm like, I put you on the show and then she's
and then they're into it. Yeah,
that's the best thing. That's, I'm waiting to put someone on Simon Colby.
I know, for real. I put Eddie on Simon Colby.
I know.
So, Michael, what will be your date?
Not you holding like you're a damn reporter. no, it's really my I'm trying to think which one did it. Oh, okay.
Where you had this whole time?
No, this one was like my. This one was my first day. I took a girl shooting arrows and over at the Archery Rink in Balboa. Nice. Mm-hmm. I kept begging you guys to go. It's like $2 to go, but they shut it down already.
But we gotta go to a shooting range.
That's yeah, we got dude. I want
a shooting range.
Yeah. Shooting range, yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, Rico, yours will be your date.
I think. I don't know. I feel like I've had some ideal dates, but every time I've tried executing them, it's like.
It's not as much as like.
I feel like I'm the only
your
one.
Your expectation's too high.
Uh huh. I feel like I'm the only one being romantic, because the people I'm with, they're like too shy to be romantic.
Okay.
You know. It's definitely like one-sided.
But you can have a.
But I don't know. I think an ideal first date, if someone were to give me that energy back, it would be honestly anything. Like, usually my first dates are kind of like walking or like hiking. Mm-hmm.
Even going
to the gym too, like working out with them.
That's not
absolutely
a date.
Not.
Why not?
That's not a date.
Absolutely not.
But that's not.
Because I can definitely find someone yeah. who also likes to go to work out, and we can bond that way
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's why like hiking is a date, but like the gym is not.
Yeah, the gym like, is not a date. That's a
wait,
bonding,
wait, the gym or gym?
You don't say gym. You say the gym. You go to the gym.
Oh, wait. Gym. Was I the one that yes. said gym, not the gym?
Yes. You're the one that was in the wrong. You don't say, I go to the gym.
So
who says I go to gym? I go to the gym.
Bro, I go to the gym. No. You don't say, I go to the gym.
Are you illiterate? Bro, how do you graduate?
I guess in Spanish, you say, voy al... No,
because it's al gimnasio.
Al gimnasio. You don't say, voy al gimnasio.
Voy gimnasio.
Voy gimnasio.
That's how he says it. I know that's how he says it. Ma, but, voy gimnasio.
Okay. Just.
He can't even say gimnasio.
Gimnasio.
I said it right. Say gimnasio. Gimnasio.
Prefere.
What?
What are you talking about?
Gimnasio.
Yo.
Can you hold your arms?
Is it sio?
Wait, can you hold
gimnasio.
You can't that's what your I said. Arms? Carro.
Harta. I can only say that. Harta.
Say torta.
Torta.
Say carro.
Oh, fuck. You
say yellow. That. Say yellow in Spanish.
Amara.
Amara. Amara.
I just learned how to say araña. I used to say...
Araña?
I used to say...
Araña?
No. Like the name...
Like the name?
Anyways.
Like Ariana?
Okay, anyways. Enough of Spanish lessons.
Yeah.
Ari...
Okay.
Ariana, instead of saying araña, you know?
Bro, okay.
Okay, next subject. Wait. Michael still hasn't had his 5 seconds of fame.
I'm pretty sure Michael's Spanish is better than Rico.
Okay. No, it's not. Okay.
I don't even know Spanish.
Yeah. Before we end, is there anything that anybody wants to plug?
Yes. No, wait, you go first.
To plug?
Yes, that's something that you want to plug.
No, not really.
No.
Don't find me anywhere. Don't.
Something that I want to plug is go on my 20s Instagram, click the link in bio, and just from there you just figure it out.
Most definitely, and I think we do have an option in Spotify where you guys can leave more questions. Leave us some, or what should be like a next topic for?
Yeah,
because
I like this little like read questions
responses. Yeah. So what's be a good topic for us to respond to? Like right now we had first date cringe. We can talk about like. First time.
Things you don't do when you introduce your couple to your parents or to your family.
Was this the chick?
That should be a question, though.
Okay.
Yeah, I just, like, first thing came to my mind.
Well, I have an answer for that, actually.
Right? Michael, not right now.
That's for the next podcast, Michael.
Michael, you're cut off for today.
Your 5 minutes were removed. Okay.
Fucking hell.
You got 5 seconds. Go, 5 seconds.
Shut the fuck up.
I think 5 seconds.
But yeah, guys, we also have, what is it called? Like subscriptions? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Where you can...
No, that's what the link in bio is for. Yeah.
Yeah, so... Wait, did you already explain that?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, pretty much in that link...
Well, we just leave it at the link in bio, please.
It's
if you guys want to support us even further, check that link out and see what you guys can do for our podcast to make... So we can make your entertainment so much better. I mean, it's already good. It's going to be hard to top it, but...
Yeah, but with that being said, in my 20s, out.
Deuces.
Bye.
Bye.